Wednesday, March 22nd. The president spent the day at the EOB preparing for his press conference. He had me over at 11, reviewing mostly trip plans and general foreign policy questions vis-a-vis our political needs. He wants to be sure that I go to work on Haig and Henry through him to make the point that some of the decisions have got to be made on the basis of the effect they'll have on the election. For example, the president feels strongly he should go to Poland after the Russian trip, while Henry is equally strongly opposed to doing that. So we've got to try to convince Henry that his position isn't right. It's going to be hard to do. Henry feels that the Russians are trapping us, in a sense, in the Poland thing by trying to get us crosswise on the German treaty negotiations. But the president's view is that the political benefit here of a stop there greatly overrides the risks. Same would apply to the question of whether Marshall Green does something about a press follow-up on his Asian trip to get China back in the news, which Henry's also opposed to. And we got into some discussion of the Canadian trip and the question of whether the president should address their parliament, which he thinks he probably will do because it's a good chance to talk about his China-Soviet initiatives and shift to the world peace issue. The other big item today was the AFL-CIO walkout from the pay board, which they did at about noon. Schultz and his crew met all afternoon, and we all went over to the president's at 5 o'clock to report on it. This was a meeting with Connolly, Schultz, Rumsfeld, Stein, Golson, Ehrlichman, and me. Schultz reported the status that Fitzsimmons was going to stay on, that Woodcock would probably go off, but we hadn't known that yet, and that the public members had had a press conference this afternoon shooting down Meany's allegations on the, regarding the failure of the pay board, and that on the consumer price index, even though food is up badly, the areas that are under the control mechanism are okay, so we actually come out pretty well. He then said the possibilities for our action now are to drop to a five-man public board, but it would be difficult to kick Fitzsimmons off when he's indicated he wants to stay on. So the recommendation is to stick with the five public members, keep Fitzsimmons as a labor member, and keep one business member to counterbalance him. Call it a seven-man public board. Or if Woodcock stays, go 5-2-2. The president agreed with this, but felt it was not good idea to wait to see what Woodcock's going to do, that we shouldn't leave a vacuum, and that we should have an announcement on it tomorrow. So they agreed to put it to Woodcock tonight to try and get a decision from him. The president then said he was going to kick Meany in the ass on this. He doesn't care how the labor people vote. The country's too important to let them get away with this. He told Colson to get to the construction industry guys and make sure they hang with us, because we don't want to polarize labor versus government. Then he made the point that we can't allow Meany to thumb his nose at the country. Connolly said he thinks the president should make the statement rather than Connolly doing it, which was also suggested, but Connolly will do it if that's what people feel is best. The president decided he'd make a statement and agreed with my recommendation that he should do it on TV, so he'll do it at 4 o'clock tomorrow and then do his press conference on Friday so as to separate the two stories. Then it was decided to release a more complete written statement, because the one he does for TV will be very brief. He wants to be sure that the statement has heavy rhetoric with a kick in the ass for Meany, that we have to have a devil and he's a good one. He then came up with a couple good quotes. He said, "The only thing that bothers me about this is I regret all those free breakfasts that I gave the son of a bitch." His other thing, in referring to Humphrey and the fact that he had was playing in concert with the Meany group on this issue and on busing. The president said Hubert is modern music with all the discords. He won't stay in tune no matter what. It was agreed to call a meeting of the Cost of Living Council at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and then the president would meet with them, then go out at press room, make his announcement. Ziegler should say in the morning that the president will meet with the cost of living council and then have an announcement at 4. And that he's made his decision, so it sounds like he's got it. So it was decided that Rocco Siciliano was the one to keep on as the businessman, although Biagini would be better, but he wants to get off the board anyway. The president emphasized the need for some follow-up orchestration, that we're in a battle now and everybody's got to get into it. He's decided to drop his Florida trip because he doesn't feel that that's right for him to go off to Florida when we're in the middle of this kind of a flap. So he'll go to Camp David Friday night instead, and to March 22nd.